Okay, welcome to part two of the roundup session. So, next question. What will you remember from a personal point of view and from a tech point of view from this year South by Southwest? Do you want to kick off?
I'll go ahead with this one. From a personal point of view, going to watch the sunrise a few nights ago. I'm going to have to stick with that. I can't think of another conference I've been to where we just decided to stay up all night, chat by the water, and really had a nice time with Chris and Andrew on that one. So from a personal point of view, that's the winner for me. From a more businessy point of view, the movie that Kate and I saw yesterday, Something Ventured, I think that will stick with me the most. I'm gonna consider that my tech my techie answer here.
Fair enough. I think for me, two things on the personal side. One is just like, I was amazed at how much you can really get out of parties. Like, I was a bit skeptical. I was like, oh, they'd just be loud and people will be dancing. But finding the right parties and being able to really talk to people, it's actually amazing. And everyone's so friendly and wants to talk to you, so it's great. And also going for a run around the lake and seeing the bats come out from under the bridge, just because I happened to have gone at the right time. I didn't plan it at all, and it was really awesome. From a tech point of view, I think I'm definitely going to see this as a real turning point in sort of this convergence thing, that everyone's on mobile, they're on the web, they're online, they're offline, there's geolocation, like, it's all kind of coming together. And I think watching the way people behave and use their phones and use their laptops at South By, in fact, everyone just using an iPad, but just, it's really a turning point. And I think we'll look back on this and go, oh yeah, this is kind of where the boundaries started getting blurred.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And actually, I think for me, I really wanted to go to a lot of the amount of storytelling sessions, and the idea of being able to sell the same story through multiple channels was quite interesting, as well as gamification, which has been mentioned before. So to me, the iPad 2 just really has to stick out as the highlight of, you know, tech. You know, what can I? Yeah, total fanboy. I completely admit I'm a fanboy. And on a personal point of view, I think meeting Steve Krug, who's the author of Don't Make Me Think, and just being able to find him next to me randomly, that was awesome.
I thought you were going to say Steve Jobs for a moment there.
Oh, Steve Jobs is cool too, but, you know, not as cool as any kind of UX expert. So he was awesome. That was for me. What was the biggest prize out of South by Southwest?
My biggest surprise was that basically my expectations were turned around. I thought the panels would be really interesting and the parties would be really boring, just because I don't really like parties that much. But actually, almost all the panels I went to were really awful.
Yeah.
And it's the solo speakers, the keynote speakers were great, the more interactive sessions were great, but anything with four people on, it just didn't appeal to me, and the quality of the actual content was really poor. So that was a real surprise to me.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, completely. And in the end, I just ended up going to the solo talks, and even some of the solo talks, I just got a bit like, really? Like, is that what you're going to tell me? Mm-hmm. And that's it? And the last one I went to was about sports and broadcast media, which was just a plain advertising pitch, and I got really turned off by stuff like that. Like, the biggest surprise for me in general is how weird Austin is, and like that. Secondly, I managed to stay out late. Honestly, woo! I've never partied so much in like a short space of time. I blame it all on Jessica.
I'll perhaps take a little responsibility there. Biggest surprise for me is just how home I'd feel after spending a week here in Austin. And I don't mean particularly the city itself, but at South by Southwest, seeing the same people over and over, when you say goodbye to them on day one or day two after a brief encounter, and then you meet them again on day three and day four.
Oh, yeah.
It just, it's so nice. I feel like we've just spent a week at summer camp. We've got all our friends around us here. And it'll be really sad to actually say goodbye to people when we head to different cities.
Yeah, when we head back home. So, okay, got 38 seconds left. Best party?
I'm going to have to go at the closing party last night. Foo Fighters playing.
Oh.
Open bar. I'm sorry, guys, to rub that one in, but I had fun there.
I actually had a good time at the Google party, the Google 80s party. We had about six different Google parties, but they had like hairstylists, so I got my hair done like 80s style and makeup done, and came away with some free sunglasses, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah, and Kate?
Yeah, I think mine's going to be Frey Cafe, just because I can't remember any of the parties I actually went to because of the generous alcohol measures that they had. Being part of